Good night. Welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Jared Cohen. This is Instant Crush, back for another week on a Wednesday night. It's midnight, and we're glad to be with you. As I said, my name is Jared Cohen. I'm joined by my good friend, Phineas DiCoccio.
Hello there.
And we're very happy to bring you another hour, some music, a couple things to talk about, and just hope you get entertained along with us. So that was Instant Crush, per usual, and we'll get started with the songs for tonight. Got a couple back-to-backs, two great soulful artists, and we're going to start with some Jim Croce.
Croce.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
I only wish
Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. But that's not the way it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. There's no one there I really wanted to talk to. Thank you for your time. Oh, you've been so much more than kind. You can keep the dime. Forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. But that's not the way it feels.
Remember, baby, sit down. just kept on till you broke my heart in two. Are you satisfied, baby? Tell me, are you satisfied, baby? But now I don't need you no more. I got no script to walk out the door, and that's why I don't need you no more. No, 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 darling. Girl, I don't need you no more. Hey, baby, I don't feel no more.
And we are back on Instant Crush 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was How Can I Get Next to You by George Jackson. Before that, you heard I Don't Need You No More by George Jackson. Two beautiful, wonderful songs.
Indeed.
Glad we shared them with you tonight. Hope everyone out there is having a great time. I'm going to play a little clip for y'all right now. You know, if you've listened to this show before, you probably know I'm a fan of the Boston Celtics. And I'm spirited in my defense of the Boston Celtics. If you listen to the radio in this area, you may have listened to the radio program Felger and Maz, the number one rated radio program in the entire state of Massachusetts. and I do work there as an intern during the week, and they made some comments about me the other day, and I wanted to get my co-host's reaction on that. And if you have a strong reaction to this, please call in, because I know this is Massachusetts and y'all probably have some feelings.
Why are we doing this? Is your Tufts kid back there on the phones today?
Jared.
Is that the Tufts kid? Yeah. Well, there you go.
He's too busy bathing in green Celtics goo.
So totally. He's sitting there. He's one of the kids yesterday in a 40-point game, sitting there with his pants around his ankles like, oh, my God, this is – can you – their net rating in this game? Oh, my God. What was their true shooting percentage back there? Tufts. Proving once again one of the most overrated institutions on the East Coast, Maz.
You know what I said to him in the hallway before the show? I said, Jared, how's it going? He said, good. He said, I'm just looking forward to see how you can take down the Celtics today.
Oh, we did.
And I said, I'll find a way.
Guilty as charged.
That's great.
I was bathing myself in green goo. Is that a fair interpretation of the way I go about things?
I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Like,
oh my God, the net rating.
Were you really saying
that? The true
shooting.
Well, this started because I gave Michael Felger. They keep hating on the Celtics, the best team in basketball, and they're in Boston and they keep hating on this team.
Yeah.
So I gave Michael Felger. They kept saying they shoot too many threes, which is maybe true, but they are also the best post up team in the league. So I gave him that stat. It's number one in points per post possession.
Yeah.
Number two in post possessions per game. And he said, "What does this mean?" I said, "Well, maybe they're just kind of good at everything," which is true. Again, they are the best team in the league. They're going to win 65 games. You don't do that by being bad at things. And now I am the poster boy for all Celtics fans. I have like four more of these clips. Anytime the Celtics come up,
they mention you?
Yeah, it's now I'm the punching bag.
That's awesome.
And he's pretending like he doesn't know my name, when he does know my name, which he says in the next clip.
Right. That he called you Tufts boy?
He just calls me Tufts.
Right.
Tufts. Because Tony Maserati went to Tufts. And so,
right.
You know, the most overrated institution on the East Coast. But... that was coming off of the 50-point win against the Warriors.
Oh, really?
And they still did not like how it went.
Well, I guess they're just being contrarian at that point.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Okay.
It's like today, you know, the whole day kind of built up, what's Calvin Ridley going to do?
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley signs with the Titans, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he had, you know, and they're upset. The Patriots, they should have spent those $2 million more. They got beat out. They're not a real franchise. Had Calvin Ridley signed with them, overpay.
Right.
It's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
And winning, how winning by 50 can be a lose, I don't know.
They find a way, I guess.
Bathing myself in green goo.
Really was an overpay, by the way, but that's not important.
No, I mean, go ahead.
What?
Is it an overpay?
I mean, I love him, and I actually think he's really good, but I guess only half of it's guaranteed. That's the thing about the NFL.
The second largest guarantee to any wide receiver in NFL history?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, his talent doesn't speak.
He's not a one. He's not a true one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's short. He's really talented, but whatever.
The reason why he couldn't end up on the Patriots is because him and Kayshon Boutte on the same team is like, oh my God, the gambling addiction is just out of control. What are they going to do?
That was crazy because he was gone for like half a year before that for mental health.
And
right?
Then and the suspension then, for the gambling.
So it had been 2 years since he played.
And he was good this year for sure. I mean, the Patriots are just...
he won me a fantasy championship.
Yeah, the Patriots are just starved for wide receiver talent right now. Like, they're looking anywhere they can find. But what is it with the Titans? Like, they did this last year with DeAndre Hopkins. It's like, how are they building this roster? They just kind of like do random things.
It doesn't make sense.
And then like, it doesn't work. And
they get the most important piece
and they
last.
Fire their coach. It's like, so they don't really have a proven coach or a quarterback, but they've got two wide receivers. It's like, what are they doing? And they just let the running back leave, right?
It's Tennessee, man. I don't know. I mean, Mike Vrabel's gone, though.
Yeah, they fired him.
Damn.
Right? They let Derrick Henry leave to the Ravens.
Right, yeah.
And did they get Tony? Who got Tony Pollard?
I think they did.
Like, what are they doing?
I don't know. They're building a good offense.
Are they? I mean, it all depends on my boy, Will Levis, who, you know, we'll see.
He's not good.
We'll see. He's got a good arm.
Okay.
He's got a good arm.
Okay.
All right, that being said, if you have any thoughts, call in. At 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you got any thoughts on anything, really, we'll take your call. But if not, we'll be back to the music. We'll get back to you, talk a little later. As I said, that was some George Jackson. Now we've got some Steely Dan. It's Gaucho.
We'd like for you to kind of, we're going to slow it down this time and sing a soulful number. This song is a song that, you know, we all ought to sing sometime. You know, this is the love crowd, right? We all love each other, don't we? Am I right? I've been loving you too long to stop now. As you become a habit to me, I've been loving you
stop now. Oh. Can you do that one more time now? Just like that. Do it just one more time. One more. You my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. As our fair grows old, ooh, I'm loving you, oh, too long, and I don't want to stop now, no, 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 I've been loving you just a little bit too long. Must say, no, babe, I'm down on my knees. Please don't make me stop now, yeah. I love you, I love you, I love you with all my heart, and I can't stop now. Please, 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 yeah. Don't make me stop now, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got love with heart and soul. I love you, good God Almighty, I love you. I love you, baby, I love you, honey. Good God Almighty, good God Almighty, I love you.
No money in our jackets and our jeans at all. Your hands.
Welcome back to Instant Crush, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Forum Radio. That was Down to the Waterline by Dire Straits. We had I've Been Loving You Too Long, the live version from the Monterey International Pop Festival by Otis Redding. And we had Gaucho by Steely Dan. Finney, your thoughts on those three songs?
I hadn't heard Gaucho, like, at least more than once before, and I was blown away by how well mixed it was. And we just started talking about that, which I didn't even realize. I guess, I don't know, I've listened to Steely Dan plenty of times before. I just hadn't really comprehended just how much work they put into that.
I would say their production and their mix is what makes them great. I mean, yeah. The instrumentation is, I think, C on that list, but that is what sets them apart, in that their pursuit of perfection was like...
Yeah, I mean, that song in the headphones was crazy. Like, they really... It's perfect. It's super impressive.
Yep. All right, I've got a tweet to read you. I think it was tweeted as a joke, and it is funny, but I read it, and I said, wow, that's true. That's very true. Yeah. It's a music take. And this man said, the Ooh, I Love My Wife video hit Chance the Rapper way harder than Ether, Hit 'Em Up, No Vaseline, etc. So any diss track against that person, the impact was larger from the Ooh, I Love My Wife video on Chance the Rapper. I 100% agree with that. Because that man has never recovered. Last I checked, I mean, well, you know, Biggie died, but like, I feel like reputationally he recovered.
So you're referencing the video where they're like making fun of him?
Yeah, the one that everyone started spamming after that kind of defined that album. He never recovered. To this day, he has not recovered from that.
I think the only thing I'll say about that is while that may be true, if it wasn't that video, it would have been something else. Like, people just wanted to hate on him at that time, and they were going to pick something, and they picked a lot of things.
Yeah, I think it's like the tweet itself is like, I guess the point more is that the guy has...
I know, just speaking to what you said, I mean, it is sad though that he hasn't recovered from that moment.
I mean, you look at those other diss tracks, they were brutal. I mean, like, they were brutal. They were to end these people's careers. Like, No Vaseline, like, I mean, but look at the end of the day, like, people still like Dr. Dre, right? People still like everyone who was in the NWA.
I think you always take a diss track with a little bit of grain of salt. Like, you know, you're not legitimately trying to end this person's career because that would be taking food off their plate, right? Yeah. I mean, you're just trying to be really
mean. I don't know. I feel like sometimes you are trying to take food off their plate. That's kind of the point.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
what's the first line to hit him up? We can't say it on the radio, but like he's dead serious. He threatens to kill him.
That's
and
true.
Then he does.
I'm used to the more modern like diss tracks, like the Pusha T Drake one.
Yeah, he wanted to take food off Drake's table. Or I guess put more food on the table for the kid.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like
he wanted to add a high seat to the table.
I think he knew whatever you say you can't end Drake's career, so he's just gonna say whatever he wanted. But yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate for Chance. I love him, and my mom's from Chicago, so any like Chicago rapper, like you just want to see him do well. Like
that's a wild connection.
No,
and my mom's from Chicago.
I'm not a Blackhawks fan, though. Definitely not.
I mean, he's allegedly dropping a new album this spring.
Oh yeah,
allegedly. My expectations are not high. Even though he keeps boosting the expectations himself, he said it's his most personal. Best work, blah 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 blah. Let's hear it. Let's hear it first, and then we'll make a decision.
Most
on that.
Personal isn't what I want to hear.
Or it's like, yeah, he was like he put the most effort into it. He's like I spent hours in the studio, is like, we'll see. Like,
as long as he's not focusing too much on the lyricism, because I feel like that was his issue.
Well, the problem with not with the big days, he didn't care about lyricism at all. It was like too funny.
No, but
he's overcorrected.
The music he's released recently, yeah.
He overcorrected, and he puts all the lyrics on the screen, and it's like, oh, I'm writing bars you can't even understand. It's like, but you're not talking about anything. Like, you're just saying things. There's no heart in it.
Yeah, and then when there is a bad line, it's even worse.
Yeah, because it's like, you tried this hard, and like we still got a line about whatever. I don't know. I got a bar about a bar. It ain't a joke. It's just a bar.
That one's not even really a song.
It's not even a song. I kind of like that one,
actually. It's kind of fun, yeah.
But, like, ooh, he's got it.
I'll always love Chance and the Coloring Book.
No, I mean, anyone who knows me knows I was, like, the most obsessed, so it was the biggest fall off.
And that album has actually aged really well, to be fair.
His first two albums, and you could throw 10 Day in there, too, are classics, I think.
Yeah.
And will be classics forever, but the general public of people my age... Threw him as an artist in the trash after the big day.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And they've forgotten about those two albums.
Well, hopefully he can redeem himself with this next one.
He's a judge on The Voice now.
Oh yeah,
that's how you know. That is how you know he is a judge on The Voice.
Yeah,
and he's not even a singer. He's not even a singer.
I like some of the Gaga songs.
Come on, come on. All right. But I digress. Call in if you have any thoughts about Chance the Rapper. We're going to move on. Got another one from, you know, one of my favorite artists. Gets a lot of airtime on this show. It's Paul Simon. We've got Train in the Distance.
Full of southern skies the night he met her. She was married to someone. He was doggedly determined that he would get her. He was old, he was young. From time to time he'd tip his heart, but each time she withdrew. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Well, eventually the boy and the girl get married. Sure enough, they have a son. And though they both were occupied, she carried disagreements and begun. And in a while it just fell apart. It wasn't hard to do. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Two disappointed believers, two people playing the game. Negotiations and love songs are often mistaken for one and the same. And now the man and the woman, they remain in contact. Let us say it's for the child. Disagreements about the meaning of a marriage contract. Conversations hard and wild. But from time to time, he just makes her laugh. She cooks a meal or two. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. What is the point of this story? What information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven indelibly into our hearts and our brains. Oh,
to lend her heart, and the girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine, because the doggone girl is mine. She's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine. She'll tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
We're not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
Ooh, 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 ocean. And it will if we let it destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures. If love and peace you treasure, then you'll hear me when I say, oh, oh, that love in me, love today. Don't delay. Send yours in right away. Hey, going round,
a little.